When Grace Had a Fine Print by Steve Martin, the Grace Dude. I just had a flashback. One of those memories that slips in uninvited, like a leaf blowing through a cracked window. I was young, impressionable, sitting in church, probably fidgeting while trying to look spiritual, my mind racing with questions I didn't know I was allowed to ask. And the message that day was crystal clear. If you sinned without meaning to, if it just happened, you might be okay. If you died before you had a chance to repent, God might overlook it. Grace might stretch just far enough to cover an accident. But if you planned it, if you thought about it ahead of time, did it anyway, and especially if you made a habit of it, then you were toast. Premeditated sin was bad, but habitual sin, that was next-level rebellion. It meant that you loved your sin, and loving your sin meant that God was probably done with you. That sinking feeling hit me hard. It wasn't just fear of messing up. It was fear of the wrong kind of mess up, one too intentional, too repeated, too ugly. It felt like God was more of an insurance adjuster than a father, combing through my soul for fine print and disqualifiers. Grace, it turned out, came with strings attached, asterisks, conditions, a line you could cross where mercy no longer applied. The fear of intentional and repeated sin. The theology drilled into me was this. Accidental sins were tolerable. God could understand a slip-up. But willful sins? Those were risky. And if you made a pattern out of it, if your sins started showing up like clockwork, then you weren't just sinning anymore. You were hardening your heart, playing with fire, daring God to act. It created this awful pressure to never repeat the same mistake. Fall once, repent. Fall twice, be very sorry. Fall three times, you'd better panic. We lived in fear. Fear of our thoughts, fear of our impulses, fear that one too intentional decision, or worse, the same one again, would lock the gates of heaven and light the match beneath our feet. We became spiritual gymnasts, trying to outmaneuver judgment. Maybe if I confess fast enough, maybe if I cry while I pray, maybe if I die on a good day. It was madness, and it wasn't grace, not the real kind. Grace isn't scared of intentions. Or patterns. Here's what I've come to believe. If grace doesn't cover the sins you meant to commit, and even the ones you keep returning to, then it's not grace at all. Because let's be honest, aren't most of our sins intentional in some way? We lie to protect ourselves. We lash out when we feel trapped. We hide, pretend, overindulge, or check out, knowing full well it's not the right thing. And let's not pretend that we don't circle back to the same ones more than once. If grace applied only to accidental or infrequent sins, none of us would stand a chance. And here's the wild truth. None of our sins surprise God. Every thought, every failure, every habit you hate but can't seem to shake, it was all written into your story before you took your first breath. He saw it all, accounted for it all, and still chose you, still calls you His. Still surrounds you with unstoppable, unshakable grace. He doesn't say, "You crossed the line too many times." He says, "I knew you would, and I've already handled it." There is no toast clause in God's grace. The cross wasn't plan B. It was always the plan. Grace wasn't designed for the cautious, the careful, or the mostly good. It was forged for the repeat offenders, the stubborn, the stuck, the planners and backsliders and prodigals who keep coming back with mud on their shoes. But it's also for the cautious and careful, the ones trying hard to do everything right, who still lie awake at night wondering if they've done enough, repented enough, believed enough. Grace doesn't discriminate. It wraps around the rebels and the rule followers alike, because all of us are equally in need and equally embraced. There is no clause in God's grace that says, if you did it on purpose or too many times, it doesn't count. There is only this. Where sin abounded, grace superabounded. Romans 5:20. The freedom of no fine print. You are not safe because you avoid intentional sin. You are not damned because you struggle with habitual sin. You are safe because God is good, and grace is real, and Jesus already took care of it all. So, if someone told you that your premeditated or repeated failures put you outside of God's reach, here's your reminder. There's no sin too intentional for grace, no pattern too ingrained, no failure too frequent, no shame too deep. You are not toast, you are beloved. And grace? It's unconditional, even when you meant it, even when you keep doing it, even when you're not sure you'll stop. That's what makes it grace.